To us, huh? Well, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. We're on again. Unfortunately, Steve Barish didn't come on tonight. I don't know what happened. He just called in a few minutes ago, said he wasn't able to do the show. I guess he must have had a pork chop stuck in his throat. Who knows? Because he still eats meat. He's got to get over that. So anyhow, we've had a busy week. I see a lot of people are the energy is real interesting this week. Everybody seemed to be very paranoid about spending money, and I noticed that all over the place, not just with us, but with everybody. Funny how people, how things flow in and out when the consciousness is out of control. So anyhow, tonight would be a good night for call-ins. People keep wanting to talk to me on the radio show, on the telephone when I'm writing my book in the morning. Everybody, by the way, when you guys call in, checking on your orders, just send an email to Mikkel at Paradigm. It's Mikelle at Paradigm.com. We get so many of these phone calls, it completely blocks us from getting the orders out to you. It's just getting over the top. I mean, I know you're anxious to get your products and all of that, and we're anxious to get them out there, but it's getting out of control. And the other thing is, people always want to talk to me in the morning when I'm working on my book or anytime, and now's the time. Let me give you some phone numbers to ask questions, especially tonight. So, BBS Station 1, call-in numbers, 530-776-5185, that's line 1, and then 530-413-4511 is line 2, and then we have our toll-free line, which is 888-815-9756. What I have noticed is that I'm getting I've talked to several people in the last few weeks, and it seems like the government project that if I can find it, I'll read some of it. The projects of these satellite transmitters are starting. They've obviously from Project Echelon, they have been successful now in reading a lot of your electronic auras and your emotional patterns from your brain, the ones of you that are targeted out there, and as a result of that, a lot of people are having the little old voices in the head, which is really interesting. You know, they hear people are hearing the stuff in their head. It's so obvious sometimes you can even hear people talking in the background in the control room, some of the people. And so that ought to tell you something. If you're hearing voices in your head and then suddenly it's, you can hear somebody else talking, maybe it sounds like they're in a control room. Well, they probably are. And that was one of the reasons why we designed the nuclear receptor years ago to negate that possibility that this would happen. But now, obviously, it completely has happened. I will probably, I'm going to read a little bit of this one chapter here. And this is called Electronic, Chemical, and Physiological Harassment. And by the way, we should possibly be taking orders by the end of June for this book. And if those of you that are, this is just part of the manuscript, and that is 8.5 by 11, and that's over an inch and some odd thick. So it's going to probably be like the other book down here, which is called Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, which I wrote previously. And it's about the same thickness, a little bit smaller type, not much, but they're getting pretty close now. And this one, of course, has a smaller page. So when we reduce this, plus that's not all of it, we reduce this down and that down, plus another probably that much more to go, that's going to be a big book. So once again, I'm going to write a 200 to 300 page book, and it looks like I wrote a 400 to 500 page book. And my sidekick here, Buddy Boo, are you having fun, honey? Yeah, he's wired up for sound. I think he likes coffee. You want some coffee? Do you need more coffee?
Right, I'm here.
Okay. So anyhow, I'm going to read a little bit and see if somebody calls in. But now I'm telling you, if you want to talk to me, now is the time to do it, because I am normally quite busy. I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything. I just love to talk to people, but I have to. I can't do it when I'm working on books or projects or running my business. So I'm going to read a little bit about this in this chapter. And my sidekicks will probably kick in, right, Billy? You going to help out? In this chapter, okay, it's called Electronic, Chemical, and Physiological Harassment. In this chapter, we will look at what I call different methodologies that the One World Government wannabes are trying to do to the peoples of the world so they may depopulate different countries, destroy well-established traditions of currency, demoralize, decentralize, and render the various populaces to a position of insecurity and fear. This is the way fascism has always been installed. In addition to our rotation around the central sun, Alcyone, every 25,826.5 years, we are being postured for a raising of consciousness. These one world government types are quite aware of this and are structured various mind control and physical debilitating population control technologies. And that was in parentheses. From these technologies, from the ingestion of food, the breathing of air, and the absorption of radiation in various forms. Since I was a small boy at the University of Michigan, I have seen firsthand the inside track of these various methodologies since their inception. At the end of World War II, the Cold War was very strong, and there was great fear that the Soviets were much more technologically advanced than we were. As a result, children like myself, which I was at one point, were indoctrinated at a very early age to become crucial in various defense programs of the United States. When we begin to develop the overhead spy systems, when we began to develop the overhead spy systems, we have opened up a whole new science of how to influence those being spied upon. Now, I'm sure some of you saw last week the newest immigration policies that were snuck in when nobody was around to vote on them. And that is pretty much anybody can come here now, and all you have to do as an immigrant from anywhere, pretty much, is apply for a visa. As soon as you arrive here, you'll automatically be granted a temporary visa, and you can always get that renewed when the term expires indefinitely. So now that means that anybody can come in from Canada or Mexico and just hang out here and never have to go home. So the type O visa, which when I used to bring singers and actors in to do projects back in the years ago, we always had to get a type O visa. Now you don't, I guess, need one. Secondly, they're making a big push to pull down the borders of Canada and Mexico and make this the same thing as they did in Europe. Oh, it will be Americanos. And Ameros, of course, has already been printed. And as soon as that does comes, then we come, instead of the government now is, I mean, the banks are now nationalized. But what will happen is there will be one world government under all one bank. And that was the plan. It's a 100-year-old plan or more. They've used it in other countries for centuries, actually millenniums, but now it's much more refined due to the resistance encountered in the past. And these Masonic groups and other clubs of Rome and all these different groups have a very long record. Yeah, hello, we got a caller. Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? I guess the caller came and went. So anyway, they have a long history. Their history and their attention span is a lot longer than the average person. And as a result of that, they can look back 500 years on what mistakes they made in order to not make them again. Whereas the average person is subject to their laws and rules, which are completely fascist, and they have no history or track record, even though they could look back into the future, and most people don't. And that's why I'm writing this book, not to force it down on you, but it's written in such a way I think it'll get your attention, and that's why I'm reading it from it now. The types of harassment listed below is just the opening salvo of this study and presentation, meaning as far as the book. Surveillance harassment. Surveillance is the imposed observation of one's actions. In its crudest form, it is still a nuisance consisting of listening devices, video recording, transmitting devices, and spectral imaging. In its more advanced form, it includes high imaging satellite photography, radionic ELF detection, modulated neurophonic transmissions. As the technology progresses, various methods are quite rapidly becoming more stealthy. You may have noticed that there are cameras virtually everywhere now, bars, restaurants, meeting halls, buildings, streetlights. And, of course, your computer, and now they're putting them in television sets. And if you notice, the television sets are now connecting to the most advanced phone systems, like Panasonic and some of the others, and they are also connected to the Internet, the TVs are. They all have an Internet connection on them now. This is not for your convenience to go on the Internet. This is for spy technology. And the newer phones that come from the phone companies are set to listen and record while the receiver is on the hook. These cameras are often connected to a photo comparison device in a program called Echelon. This information is sent to a central control computer where a lot of it is matched with further surveillance gathered from phone calls, emails,
credit card information, banking information, to form a database of every person in the free world. Might be better to go to North Korea. At least you know that you're being watched there. Electronic interference sabotage. The electronic sabotage is the act of intentionally intending for personal property to either be destroyed or cause it to malfunction. Any type of intentional interference, such as ELF generation, electronic noise generators, sound generators, light generators, spark gap disruptors, are a form of EMI, which means electromagnetic interference, and that's in parentheses here, which either destroys, causes malfunction, or the loss of resources is considered electronic harassment. The next is the directed harmful high energy, being one of the most dangerous forms of electronic harassment, yet one of the easiest ones to implement. Well, Buddy Bird's really going back there. Directed harmful high energy weapons can include a vast array of devices and equipment available in almost every major city in the world. These devices can be a modified microwave oven, radar guns, lasers, tasers, ion beams, soliton, which is pulse self-reinforcing bombs, soliton bombs, high-energy particle beams directed from satellite technology, and many other forms, too many to list here. Implants. Implants are considered to be a very invasive form of harassment. And boy, have we treated those by the thousands over the years. Many, many, many. Electronic implants consist of transmitters, electrical stimulating, ES mood, means mood altering generators, microneutronic transceivers, injectable implants, and holography remote beam implants. Implants of the holographic nature are often mentioned in UFO abduction cases. Another platform for an implant was designed by the government over 25 years ago and is still used today. It consists of a body fluid powered circuit capable of either transmitting voice, vital signs, or beacon signals. Due to the fact that the body is 5% mineral, which controls the other 95% of all metabolic functions, creating electrolysis among the mineral content of the body is a relatively easy process. Because of this, the body, as long as it is well fed and proper nutrient levels are maintained, there is an unlimited supply of electricity to operate these implanted devices. When these devices are selected, complete control of a human being is possible. More detail on this will be presented later. Believe me, I presented, I don't know, 50 pages of presentation on this section, I think. Radiation is a very common form of harassment. Modified surplus X-ray equipment can be utilized. Overexposure to X-ray radiation has been shown to cause tumors, brain disorders, mental illness, headaches, seizures, and many other health problems. Now, when we talk about implants, I'm sure you remember back in the 80s, that the 70s and the 80s was the time of the implant. Sometimes people were genuinely abducted and implanted, and that consisted of a field generator that lifted the person off the ground into a waiting vehicle, like some sort of flying aircraft. Oftentimes, it could have been a black helicopter or a disc hovering with black helicopters around it. But because the black helicopters aren't as smooth to set up the projection equipment that's necessary to form an implant in the human head, in the brain. Once the patient is under sedation, usually under hypnosis and usually drugged, although they don't know it. During this time, the process is such that they are laid down in a It's almost the same. It's called batch making. It's almost the same as the way they make an integrated circuit, where they have an integrated circuit printed out on a film, and they project it down onto a substrate layer, and it forms all the transistors and diodes and integrated circuits that are necessary to complete a circuit, whether it be a transmitter, oscillator. It doesn't matter what it is. They can do the same thing with a human being, with the exception that in a human being, once the process is finished, the transmitter they're finished with, it, it's stuck in you and it starts to break apart. In other words, over the years, it probably comes apart or dissolves, because they have a tendency to do that, which then produces a lot of components floating in your body and bloodstream. And this is what called a phenomenon of this is called Morgellons disease. And usually people see little red, green, and blue fibers, which is wiring, from these circuits. Usually these are the fibers that they see are the fibers that actually connected the integrated circuits that were on board these transmitters and receivers to the different nerve endings in the body. And this, of course, is why they need a still, put you in a still position and work with you very quietly and quickly. And, of course, when this process is being instigated, afterwards you wake up and you have what they call missing time. There really is no missing time, but you were so out of it you didn't know it, and therefore it appears to be missing time. Anybody wants to join this conversation, just call the BBS radio at 815-975-6. And some of the other lines are all 530 prefix 776-5185. 413-4511.
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
Good. What happened to you?
Well, I got stuck. So I've been on the radio show since 908, and I'm actually listening to your conversation. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you. Would you get stuck under your bed or under your dresser or something, or what?
No, I'm in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, and it's up in the mountains, so I had to find a place to call you from.
Oh, cool. Are you in your little hot rod car?
No, my hot rod got stuck in second gear.
Oh, I know. You didn't get it fixed yet? That was 2 weeks ago.
Well, they're working on it now. They think it's just a rod, one of the rods inside the transmission. So
the shifting
they got
rod?
It they got it to transmission place. Hopefully they're fixing it now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like having my sidekick riding around in a broken-down Volkswagen van.
Yeah, you got quite a show going on here, man. That's really great.
I'm glad you liked it. It's even crazier now that you're on board. So tell us about A Week with Steve Barish.
Well, I did about 30 massages this week, and the energy is picking up in my room, something fierce. There's a lot of vibration coming through, going through my body, and I'm feeding it into the clients. And also the Master Crystal is actually a lot more powerful than it was 2 weeks ago. So there's a lot going on in terms of energy. Why, I don't know. I haven't been able to put my fingers on it other than people are being healed very quickly.
Yeah, well, last week was interesting. The last 2 weeks were interesting in the fact that I was watching how the economy moved, how our business moved, and how other businesses moved. And
right,
all of a sudden,
right,
people just stop spending money. It was really wild watching this process. It started starting up again, but it's funny. It wasn't just affecting us. I built every business that I talked to, owner here in Temecula and all over the place, when on the phone, was experiencing the same thing. And
right.
I think they're putting out field patterns right now with these satellite generators and the heart project, and they're starting to control people's spending. And I think the reason for that is, remember, they want to keep this recession somewhat in check, which gives them certain political power. Like did you hear me talking about the fact of the immigration laws violently changing in favor of the immigrants in the last week or so? The law hasn't taken effect, but it's been passed. Did you hear about that?
Right. I heard you talk about it.
Yeah. And it was I got my information from CNN, Lou Dobbs, to
that's
be exact.
Incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really interesting how they're trying to open up the borders between Canada and Mexico. And I don't mind that, but it's the way and the reason that they're opening them. I think the whole world should have no borders. You know, that's stuff that...
Right, of course.
Yeah, mankind put together. But they're doing it to control the banking and the monetary industry. You know, that's why the Amero's already been printed and everything.
Right.
I've got some $1 Amero coins playing around here somewhere. They're nice-looking coins. But
yeah.
What they'll do is, when those things come out, they're going to... Everybody that's got, you know, like, say you got $100,000 stashed in cash, right?
Right.
Better get it switched over to gold. I'll tell you why, because if you pull out $100,000 worth of cash and you have a certain time period to go down to the bank and say, I want $100,000 or the equivalent of Amero's, they're going to know why you got $100,000. Whether that was not recorded on your taxes, they're going to just really want to know where that money came from. And this could be an innocent person that saved $5,000 a year for their entire life, you know. That has been a lot of people do that, especially in the Midwest.
And there you go.
They're gonna try to confiscate your money. They're gonna say, you did drugs or you were selling drugs. It's really bad. So I always recommend right now go get gold, preferably gold coins. If you go get gold bars, that's no good either. The reason for that is these gold company like Monex in Newport Beach. I've talked to them. You buy gold bars or bullion from them, and you pay by credit card or check. They won't take cash, and so therefore you have a paper trail. So then they say, if it's not a gold coin, but a gold bar, you have to turn that in too. And if you don't turn that in, they'll come and take it away from you. So there goes your hard-earned cash, switch to gold, because they have a record of it. So it's harder for people that are not in the manufacturing business to convert over to gold bars. So they have to go to coins.
Right.
Yeah, there's a thing in the Constitution that does not allow the government to confiscate, gold coins.
Well, we can have gold coins because they're selling a lot of them, but the gold bars are not allowed. That's incredible.
Yeah, they're not. They're allowed now, but this is what happened back. I think it was during Franklin Roosevelt's term. They decided one day to call in all the gold. Well, it was back when they went to the gold standard, and the United States wanted all the gold, and it became illegal to own it.
Right.
And so you had to turn it all in, and of course, they don't give you let's say gold selling for $1,000 an ounce. When they freeze it like that, they're not going to give you $1,000 an ounce. They're probably going to give you something far less than $1,000 a month when you turn it in.
Yeah.
And so it's really getting sneaky out there. I'm finding cameras everywhere now, from some of my newest sources, even the television sets that you buy, have cameras in them now. And when you hook up to the internet, they can watch you. And it's very easy because you have an IP address in the camera and you don't know whether it's on or off. You can control it, from the front panel, the inputs and outputs of that camera, but that still doesn't control it going off out. In other words, you're controlling it what you see. You're not controlling what it's doing to the internet. You have no control of that. No one does.
Right.
Even hackers can get in and look at you in the middle of the night,
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Incredible. That's really incredible, Fred.
Yeah. Anyway, did you get your portament? It's been shipped.
No, I haven't got the portament yet, but it should be coming in any day now. So I'm really looking forward to hooking it up and seeing what kind of energy we've got coming through.
Yeah, and I
know that...
I didn't set an orb yet. I've got one here that I used before. I'm just going to give it to you because you've been a good client and everything. So I'm giving you this orb. I'll send it out next week.
I'll
send you a crystal if we go into the capstone because you're going to need that. And you've already got laser.
I don't have a crystal for the capstone that you sent me, so I'm going to need a crystal.
I'm going to send you one. I'm going to give you one.
Okay, thanks. Sure.
And then what happens is now you have red and green lasers, right?
I have a blue laser that you sold me, and I've got 8 other lasers, the party lasers. I don't know if they'll be any good for that.
Oh yeah, any of them are good as long as they have a laser beam.
Yeah.
Now, well, when you set that Fortimid up at night, have the below the capstone, you'll be able to fasten the crystal that will send you. It'll be about let me measure a crystal here. A crystal would be 4 or 5 inches long, pretty good size, pretty good massive crystal. And that will be underneath your capstone. So what you want to do is put one of your lasers, you know, preferably where it's level, stick it on the wall where it shoots straight across the room, and you want to get to the furthest point away from your crystal so the beam has the longest travel you can possibly get. You might even want to put the laser in another room.
Right, right.
And then what happens is when you turn that a red laser on, it will hit that crystal, and it'll start oscillating energy inside, and it creates a Faraday shield effect, which insulates you from all the stuff that I was talking about very well.
Right.
Yeah, they can't program your head or your dreams or anything, whereas they can unless you're wearing a receptor or putting it under your pillow. And even if you put a receptor under your pillow, if you're not careful, they can get you. But inside a port of it, it completely blocks all of these energies.
Right.
So what we have found is that the red laser works very good for men and women.
Right.
And they both sleep, both sexes sleep very well while this laser is shooting into the crystal all night long.
Okay.
What we've also found is that the green laser, which will be a little bit brighter for the same given power output, because it's a it's a central frequency of the hydrogen atom, and it's the middle of nature. That's why things are green, and it's the center of human consciousness, represented by the thyroid gland.
Right.
When you use
the
green laser, it's a little bit more intense, and it's going to make your brain, most people's brains become a little bit more active. Now, what I found is it doesn't bother men as much, but the green laser, women like it during sexual encounters, but afterwards they don't want it because they can't sleep because it makes them think too much. And I don't know, I haven't really tried to reach an explanation or a theory as to why this happens with women, but we have a lot of women clients that have said the same thing. They can handle the red all night long and love it, and they love the green for a little while, but as soon as it's time to go sleepy-lie, they no longer want that green laser there.
Okay.
As for the blue laser is a heart chakra laser, and that will put you into a very, very deep sleep. The blue laser is not as bright as either one of the other two. It's quite a bit more expensive to purchase one of those. Do you have a blue laser?
Yeah, I got that from you about 2 years ago, and I'm glad I did because I'll be able to use it on this on the capstone and the crystal. So that should be a lot of fun to do, and it would certainly help me sleep a lot better. That's for sure.
Oh, you're going to sleep really well. You have no idea. And then we have, of course, the violet laser, which is the priciest one of all. And the violet laser works a lot like the blue laser, except it really, really, if you're laying in bed and you look at the violet laser, you remember that the violet is the doorway. It's a very long wavelength. I'm sorry, short wavelength. It's the doorway to the astral plane. It starts at 400 and about 25 nanometers and goes down in the upper 300s before it becomes invisible. So this will cause you to go into a very deep, deep dream state, even though you're wide awake. It's kind of cool.
Right.
I've never slept with a violet laser, on a pyramid before. The reason, because I always had my violet lasers shooting in the crystals, and I'd meditate them that way. But what I'm saying here is all these different lasers that you're using are all going to be shooting into your crystal below your capstone.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would recommend you go one color at a time because
okay.
Eventually people like to mix red and green, and sometimes blue. But when you mix red, green, and blue, of course, you're going to start, the crystal's going to turn white on you, and it's going to be generating white light. And that's
right,
pretty neat.
Right.
You know? And the other thing is, if you put violet and red in together, you get some really cool off, I don't know what you call magenta colors. And it's really trippy to play around with the different color mixtures. But believe me, once you fall asleep in the Portamid with these lasers going into a crystal directly above your body, and the Portamid is, you know, allowing your body to absorb that in equally. You know, when you're not in a Portamid doing this, you're looking at it across the room shooting into a crystal. You're not getting the same effect as when you're inside a Portamid, where you're going to go inside the crystal is where you're going to go. And
yeah,
you're going to be going way inside that crystal. You know what I mean?
I do have another laser. I believe it's about a foot long, or maybe a little longer than. I think it's red, if I remember correctly. I haven't used it. I used the red crystal, or the red one on my master crystal, and it seemed to intensify the crystal a little bit.
Oh, it does.
Okay, so that's what happened with it then. Okay.
There's a word for it. I forget what it is. What it does is it creates a, it's a word for it, slipping. It's on my front page of my website. It's a, it produces a quantum entangling effect with the crystal. And it comes out, you can see it as a haze. And so what happens is when you have this, extra quantum entanglement effect going on, what you think about will be affected, like on steroids, instead of just normally getting the field of your thoughts. It's like the thought field now, it's on steroids. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's very intense. That's why people will spend big money for master crystals, because they find out what these things do and how they can, you know, change their life in major ways. In any direction they want. Usually they do it for a good reason. And because of that, the master crystal became very popular and, of course, almost extinct at this point in time. The ones that come from North America with the right crystal lattice structure that's necessary to really kick the human body up into the frequencies of the astral plane, which we really, really need for nourishment right now.
Right.
Unfortunately, living in a fossil fuel world, the fossil fuel is antagonistic to the entire human, you know, living apparatus and system, and so therefore massively depletes different nutrients out of the body that are necessary to maintain a healthy brain attitude, brain-mind-body attitude connection as well. And so as a result, the master crystal in these conditions, being a mineral transmitter, can reinstate these frequencies. And it's good to use the ion shower with it, too. Are you using one of those yet?
The next thing I want to buy is an ion shower, because I remember being at your house and standing underneath that ion shower. What a difference that made.
Yeah, it really does.
It really made a big difference. So you could actually feel the ion. I mean, it was just incredible. Now, the interesting thing with my master crystal, and we were talking about that yesterday when I was working on some people, and we noticed that the room, for some odd reason, with the extra energy is coming in, the room is up about 10 or 20 degrees in heat.
Right.
So I presume the master crystal is putting off a lot of heat. I've had people tell me that they can feel the heat of the crystal going into their gut, their heart, whatever the case may be. So, and I can actually see it shooting that kind of energy in. But it really got hot in the room the other day. I think it went up almost 10 or 12 degrees.
Yeah, that'll happen. How many people do you have in there?
I just one at a time, but I did 9 people on, I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You
had that many people in there.
And that was really incredible. It was really, the room gets very, very hot, and the 4 projectors were really going to town. So
yeah,
there's a lot happening.
It's strange that, you know, in the last month, actually 3 weeks, we've had a lot of inquiries again about master crystals. You know, I guess it's the time of year, May and June, where their energies are transmitting the highest. You know what I mean? North of the equator. I'm sure south of the equator, the highest generating times would be somewhere around October, November, or actually August, September, October, which would be the equivalent of June and May, because they're down under. And remember, that's another thing that I outline about how the sun works with the earth, you know. And I did it in my book, imagining that you would hold your arm straight out in front of you with a basketball on it, and then you would put a dot on the top of the basketball, and then you would tilt the basketball, still holding out in front of you, at 23.5 degrees.
Right.
And that is the rotation of the Earth, the tilt of the Earth's axis. Then if you hold the basketball above your head, that would be summertime on the bottom of the basketball, and if you lower the basketball below your head, that would be summertime where we are going into now. So the sun is above us.
Right.
Wintertime is
going
to be below us. And the reason I made that comparison was to show how the HAARP project and how the atmosphere changes transmits energy-changing thought patterns into the human being, that it coincides with the seasons of the year. They adjust their transmitters, because remember, HAARP is mostly located in the top of the basketball, you know, in Alaska, and so therefore it's going to have a different relationship when the sun is down below it, and it's in the winter period, and the summer period is below, and then in the summertime when the sun is above HAARP, it's going to have another reaction, and these transmitters are set up to adjust to these kinds of parameters. And so they become very, obviously they're the most powerful in the summertime because the sun is directly above them, whereas the sun being below them during the wintertime, the effect is much, much less than it would be in the summer. So I laid all that out for people to understand too. Because people need to start understanding celestial mechanics now. Because these new satellites and all of these sort of geosynchronous orbits, regular orbits, close-in orbits, you know, being 200 miles or so, far-out orbits being 200,000 miles out, not 200, but 22,000 miles out. There's has all different effects on human consciousness.
Yeah. Right.
And people don't realize how many satellites are up there. So many of them, you know.
Well, it's incredible because the consciousness levels seem to be going up awfully high, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Things are just happening tremendous. And I'll tell you something, the projectors that I have in the room, boy, are they firing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on, Fred, a tremendous amount. The nuclear receptor that I'm wearing, you know, the gold one with the diamonds, that is really going to town.
Yeah.
So I notice there's a lot happening with what we have. I presume that the energy we're receiving is making everything multiply maybe, I don't know how many times, but it seems like everything is more powerful.
Yeah. See, you don't realize that I had a couple of clients last week call, you know, very credible people. And they've got, you know, the voices going on in their head now. And some of them could even hear the control room in the background.
That's incredible.
And
I've documented
cases in my book where this has happened already with a couple of ex-CIA people that were affected that way and some other people that were in prominent statutory societal positions that are going through this phenomenon now. And they don't.
Yeah.
They always saw me being the crackpot with all of this stuff. And they're not thinking that anymore now. I mean, you're not supposed to hear the control room of, you know, when they do this, once they have this imprint of your heartbeat and, you know, pulse rate and emotional patterns, which is not a big deal anymore. This X1 healing machine that I'm working on will record the same thing, except we're using it for a healing technology. We're not uploading it by telemetry to a satellite and then beaming it down on a person and using it in a negative way. We're doing it in a positive way. The fact is the technology's here. I even have it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing that cracks me up is that whoever's on that transmitter saying, you're feeling this, and the oh, my God, and blah, 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 somebody might be sitting right next to him, and they're talking to somebody else on another microphone and transmitter, and you start getting this control room noise, you know what I mean, like fans running, and you hear that in your head.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had a Neurophone experience, but years ago when I used to hang out with Pat Flanagan.
I haven't had that.
Neurophone, it works, and you can do that, you know.
I'll tell you what I've heard. I've had people on my telephone. You can hear them talking to other people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're men. So
yeah.
I know what's going on. I mean, you know, they don't know. And then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 seconds later, it'll go off.
Yeah.
But they're listening to every damn thing we say.
That's exactly right. And
they're listening. Yeah.
Yeah. The beauty of it is that we do have devices to protect us against that.
Yes, we do.
A pyramid on your head, and you're not going to be hearing any control room anymore. It won't cut. It won't go through because the occipital and parietal lobes are negated. And when my friend Steven Eberbaugh, who I graduated. We both went to U of M in high school together. He went off to MIT, and I went off to some top secret government schools.
Okay.
We both worked at NASA. I was developing spaceships to go into orbit, and he was developing satellite technology on the satellites. So now we're back together again, and he's working on the X-1 with me. So
Okay. Both
of us have this government defense training, and now we're applying that to the healing side and also the defense side of it so that people can be protected from these forms of intrusions.
Well, I'm working with a pyramid right now, a solid crystal pyramid, and I'm finding out some very unique things, Fred. If you have one at home, if you take your finger and start running along the pyramid, you know, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, Fred, you'll hear the body. It's amazing because what it does, you'll hear liver.
Yeah.
Pancreas. Heart coming from this crystal. And
no, because at different points of the crystal correspond to the human chakra system.
Absolutely. There's tremendous, there's got to be so much with the pyramid, Fred. I mean, you probably know a hell of a lot more than I do, but I'm just starting to be aware of how powerful a pyramid is. So I know that the pyramid that you're making is extremely powerful.
Yeah, I'm just holding a gold power dome up here for all the. Got a lot of viewers out there today. Whoa, we got quite a few viewers today. So anyway, I think we got more viewers today than we've had in a while. And
that's great.
If you have one of these power domes and you rub it like this, it's almost becomes you can feel the charge on it.
Yes.
And it doesn't feel like you're just rubbing your hand on a piece of gold plated titanium. Actually has a rubbery kind of a vibrating feel to it. It's kind of neat. And I, you know, you're a lot more sensitive to this stuff than I am. And then if you place it on the point of it, on the top of it, on the point of your hand and rub it into your, you can feel it all over your body. It just relaxes your body. Just like I'm doing here. You guys watch this. There's the hand. There's the top of the pyramid. Put it right here and turn it. And it just really feels good. I mean, there's no Valium or pharmaceutical-made tranquilizer that can give you the feeling of this. It's total euphoria.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
You don't have a chrysalidome yet, do you?
No, I don't have one of those yet.
Yeah, see, the chrysalidome is the one that's titanium with the diamonds on it. It's coated with thousands of diamonds, you know, tens of thousands of small diamonds.
Yeah, any time we've done a show, I've always brought you a chrysalidome to wear, and I would wear it going into the show.
Yeah, how'd you like
that? Powerful, Fred. Oh my God, that's powerful.
Yeah, I you know, I don't get to wear them that much because we don't make it. It takes a long time to make them. You know, we just make a few at a time, and they're incredibly expensive to make. They cost hundreds of dollars just to make one. And,
well, it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting,
and obviously the diamond dust alone, you know, it's $400 or $500 for a small quantity, and so
right.
As a result, when I do get to wear one of them, it's really cool. And I had one up until recently, and now it's gone, and I guess
I got to, you know, I have to buy my own products just like you do. I can't just grab something off the shelf, especially a high-end product. Like,
sure.
For example, if I sell this nuclear scepter that I'm wearing, I have to buy another one, you know. And I'm wearing a pretty expensive one. It'll bring a pretty good price. The bottom line is I just got to take that money, most of it, and go get another one and wait.
Yeah.
So I don't have any more benefit than anybody else out there as a manufacturer because, you know, I can't tie inventory up in my personal self. It's just too, you know, you're working in 24-karat gold and diamonds and platinum like we do.
Yeah.
A lot of it, you've got a pretty high overhead to pay for all this stuff. I have to buy so much gold every month and so much platinum every month, and so I don't get to play with this stuff. You know, but finally, gradually, when we moved out here to the to Jurassic Space Park where we are now, I was able to gradually accumulate a few power domes, a few at a time,
because
I need one for each vehicle that I drive. Because we have a couple company trucks, I have to drive those.
Sure.
And a car,
sure.
You know, goes in there. And I don't like to have to take, but then I have to have one here in the studio to wear, you know, usually when I'm writing my book and occasionally on the shows, but I always have it very close. I got a silver power dome right here. Yeah, okay, buddy. I haven't even had a chance to fire it yet. Normally we heat treat these things. I've been so busy, I've got one that's unheat treated, so they don't work as good unless they're heat treated. So
gotcha.
It's been a real busy deal out here, you know. Have you got your computer yet?
Huh?
Have you gotten your new computer so you can get on Ustream?
Oh, I got to give this computer away and buy another one. Right now, I'm trying to save money for my transmission.
Well, it shouldn't cost much to fix that.
It's probably about $600-$700, I would think.
I wouldn't think so. What do they charge you to pull it out?
Well, they're going to charge me to pull it out and put it back in. It's $30 to $40
an hour. So that's an easy. That tranny and that car will come out of there real quick. That's a race car. It's made to come out fast.
Yeah.
And the parts. What is that? It's a BorgWarner, right? Would we say that was a T10?
Oh no! It's a little bit more than that. It's a Trimac.
Oh, it's a Trimac.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But the shift fork. Sounds like you've been a shift fork.
That's what I think too. And
they're about $70-$80, you know.
Yeah.
It looks like a slingshot. You know, like a slingshot. It's got a U turn to it, and in the middle of the U it's got a long rod coming off of it. And the U part goes around the synchro that moves the gears back and down the lay shaft or main shaft of the transmission.
Yeah, it's the torque in that car is tremendous. So
yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I got that 540 cubic inch engine out there in that vet with about 800 pounds of torque. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I went and bought a. I got a BorgWarner though, or no, not a BorgWarner. I got a Richmond transmission, a 6-speed.
Richmond, that's a good
transmission.
They put
those in big semis. You know, that one won't break. But
that
car goes sideways in fourth gear, you know, so torquey, you know. When you come out of here, I'll let you drive it.
Yeah, I'd love to come out. I gotta come out. Are we gonna do any shows out there?
No, not for a while. We're trying to get the book out by the end of the month. The end of June, we want to be taking orders, and we're so close to, assembling the book now. We're almost in assembly. We actually are in assembly,
okay.
But I can write while assembly is going on. So we're there now.
Great.
Then we figure out a price for, you know, like 400 or 500 of them, you know, before it goes to the publisher. That'll be unabridged and unedited, because when the publisher gets a hold of it, they basically rewrite your book. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And they take a lot of stuff out. You know, they really do. And people want the unabridged version of what I do, and so we're going to have those available. And it'll be somewhere under $100. What we do with those is we capture the writing cost, the assembly cost, this cost, that cost, and we offer them as a one-off signed edition. And they usually, you know, luckily I've had luck with the, well, for example, if you could find an original linen-bound, a gold-stamped Death of Ignorance book.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first book I wrote in 79, and one of the first 844 copies that was printed.
because there was a whole fiasco there about that.
Right.
Those are probably worth $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah, I've got the original, The Secret Promise.
Yeah.
And you had signed that, oh God, years and years ago.
Yeah, those,
and,
those go on out of Amazon about $250. You know?
Do they? Good.
Yeah, we did more of those than we did the other ones because the guy that was supposed to print those ended up having a drug habit, took off with my hard-earned money that I'd borrowed, and a Catholic priest ended up assembling them and binding them for me in this guy's print shop where he took off, left his printer's equipment there and everything, and he did the 444 of them. That's the numbers it was. I didn't predict that was going to be 444.
Yeah.
It was, which is half of 888, and those are the ones that got the big value. The next run that we made, I think, was 1,000 of them, still using linen. And those go somewhere around $800. That was the second edition of that.
Well, I'll tell you.
After that, we had three chapters that we went to a plastic cover, and those things bring about $100, $150, so you know.
Well, I'll tell you, when you get the unabridged copy of this new book, I'd like one signed.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you one, yeah.
Whatever it costs, Fred, I think people are going to buy that because there's so much information, and I know how hard you work putting these books together.
4 years on this one.
I know.
People wonder why I write a book every decade, every 10 years, because it takes 4 years to write it and 6 years to recover from it.
Yeah.
Not had a personal life, ask Mikkel, in 4 years, every day. I'm down here, you know, well, a couple days I have to pay bills and deal with, you know, the running of the business, ordering, customer complaints, customers not getting it fast enough, or shipping it to the wrong place, stuff like that. But then when that's over with, I'm writing my book. I got my motorcycle collection out there, and I haven't ridden one of those in 6 months. Not any of them. Yeah.
Wow.
And I haven't drove any of my other cars. The Corvette that I've built and have owned for 20 years, I haven't driven it. I drove it in the driveway in the last 5 years, down the driveway.
Right.
You have a long driveway.
Right.
That's it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Boy, we're out of time. I mean, we shouldn't be on the air right now. We lost that hour quickly. Go ahead and announce your show. I got to close this party down.
Show will be on tomorrow night. Steve Barrett's Healing Show, Healing Hour, and it's on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I love you, pal. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, thanks. And boy, the Ustream audience is really, really growing. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. It's on Friday nights, as you mostly know. Tell your friends about it. And what else do I want to say? Oh, fredbell@paradigm.com is how you reach me. If you guys, it seems like you're too shy to call in, so send me an email, fredbell@paradigm.com. What else do I want to say? There's something else. Oh, the toll-free number is 1-800-729-2603. And let's see what else. Oh, and the out-of-the-country number is 949-499-2603. And tomorrow night's we'll have, of course, the TAN show. It'll be done. It's always there with all new kind of just straight educational, you know, it's like being in a classroom kind of thing. And thanks for making this show so incredibly, incredibly successful. Till next week. We'll see you then. Michael Hamilton singing here, formerly with, he's on the album that I did, formerly the singer and guitar player for Kenny Loggins.